And welcome to Baylor Connections, a weekly conversation series with the people shaping our future on 103.3 KWBU-FM. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important issues like higher education, research, student life, and more. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today, once again, is Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. We will be talking research today. We've heard a lot about Baylor being a Christian research university aspiring to Tier 1 status as a preeminent research institution. But what does that mean, and how does Baylor balance that, teaching, research, and faith on the path to Tier 1? We will hear from President Livingstone about that topic. And President Livingstone, thank you for joining us. Welcome back. Excited to hear a little bit more about what Tier 1 research status means for the university.
Well, thank you, Derek. It's a pleasure to be back with you, and I really look forward to talking about our aspirations and the things that we're working on that we're very excited about right now at Baylor.
As we dive into that, you know, your background, you look at your background in education, you've been, you know, a doctoral student, you've been a teacher, you are known for your research in organizational leadership and creativity, and I want to ask you a little bit about your research. Tell us about your first research project and then what your overall focus on organizational behavior and creativity and leadership, how has that shaped you?
Well, probably the most significant research I did early in my career was my dissertation, obviously, and I looked at creativity in organizations. And ultimately, I looked at individual characteristics of people and how creative were they sort of innately, and then the qualities of the organization, the structure, the incentive systems, the policies, and then how did those interact or which had the most influence on whether people were actually creative in the organization. And sort of very simply, what I learned was that the organizational context had more influence on whether people were actually creative in the workplace than did their own individual sort of innate creativity. And so for me, particularly now as a leader, it just emphasizes how important it is that we think carefully about the way we design our organizations, the way we create a work environment that supports our people, helps them to be successful, helps them to be creative. And so that very early, I don't know that I really thought a lot about that when I did the research and how it would relate to me eventually being a leader in an organization. But now that I am, you know, that sort of reinforces for me that the culture of an organization, the context of the organization is really critical to the success of your people that then leads to the success of your organization.
Is there one part of that in terms of how an organization can foster creativity that you find yourself thinking about a lot or relying on a lot here in this role?
Well, I think one of the things you have to do is give people autonomy to do their work as long as you've hired the right people and prepared them appropriately. But you also, one of the things you learn in creativity research is people have to be free to make mistakes and to learn. And if people are afraid to try new things and afraid that they're going to be penalized in some way if they make a mistake, they're far less likely to try new things, to do things that are interesting. And so you kind of get the same old thing in an organization. So, you know, you clearly have got to have boundaries around what kinds of errors and mistakes people can make, but they have to recognize that they can try new things and that that's going to be valued in the organization.
How much, you know, did that shape you in terms of not just your leadership style and the way you lead the university, but as we talk about Baylor growing as a research institution, in the way you maybe interact with and encourage faculty on the path to hopefully producing great research like we've seen here at Baylor as well?
Well, you really need people to think, this is kind of a trite phrase, but kind of think outside the box and think differently if they're going to do really interesting and different research. Because what you're doing is saying, is there some issue out there or some question that needs to be answered that hasn't been answered or hasn't been answered well? And to think like that, to think outside of what's actually been done in the past, you have to be pretty creative and you have to think differently maybe than other people do. And so we really need to encourage our faculty to do that and to look for the difficult problems out there that there might not be good solutions for, and to be willing to take those on and to be willing to say, we might not find the answer the first time we look into it or the fourth time we look into it, but we know there's got to be an answer and we want to find that, because those kinds of questions and issues matter, and we want to help bring solutions to the world on issues that matter and will make a difference for people and for their lives.
We are talking to Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone. And to that topic, at your inauguration in October, you said, at Baylor, we want to produce leading scholarship in every major field while simultaneously providing high-quality, undergraduate and graduate education, and do all of this from an uncompromising Christian identity. And when you said that, you were setting up to talk about Tier 1, Baylor striving for Tier 1 status a little bit. So I think on a broad level, we kind of get what Tier 1 means, but let's talk more specifically about what that means to the university and in the academic community.
Right. So we use terms like R1, Research 1, Tier 1, and those are kind of academic terms. And so there are some very standard measures out there from the Carnegie Foundation that relate to research that really tie to R1 status, Research 1 status. And those are kind of the top research institutions in the country. Those measures include things like a number of research dollars you spend, whether it's in STEM or the humanities or the social sciences, the number of PhD students that you produce, the number of staff you have supporting the research endeavor at your institution. And so those are very standard measures. You can compare yourself to those folks that are considered R1 and see what's the gap. We're here to be R1. You have to be here. What's the gap? And we've got to work on that. There's then another set of measures that tend to come out of, like the U.S. News and World Report, more of the rankings, which focus more on student success, graduation rates, student-faculty ratios, retention rates. We've actually made a significant amount of progress on those. Those were really the focus of the first 5 years of the implementation of the Pro Futurist vision. And those are things we've got to continue to focus on, but they're fairly standard measures as well that you can compare yourselves to. And then I would say there's this other set of measures that have a little bit more to do with things that at our core as a Christian university we care about. We care about the impact of our faculty's research, not just that they've done research and gotten great publications and that they're cited a lot, but does the research that they're doing actually matter and make a difference in the world? We care about student engagement, you know, not just that our students are going to class and doing well and retaining, but have they been engaged in such a way that that's deep learning, that it's going to change their life, that it's going to make them a different person when they leave Baylor than they were when they came. We care about spiritual formation. Have our folks in our community, whether it's students or faculty and staff, grown spiritually and have deeper understanding of their faith and how that impacts their life. So in our view of talking about Tier 1, we've actually sometimes used the term Baylor 1, because in many ways for us it's going to be a merging of kind of those three types of measures and types of ways of thinking that move us forward in sort of traditional ways towards Tier 1 or Research 1 status, but also ensure that we maintain the integrity of our mission as a Christian institution that is a caring community, is one that wants to make a difference in the world.
I like that you think about the unique role that Baylor plays in academics, and we want to talk about that a little bit more as the show goes on. But that faith aspect that undergirds the research that we do, you've talked about all truth being God's truth. And how does that idea shape the research that our professors and the students who work with them that they do?
Well, I think when you understand at the core that all truth is God's truth, as you say, then as a scholar, what could be more exciting than to do research that reveals God's truth, that helps people understand God's truth better, and that then begins to help us think about how do we apply what we've learned in ways that make a difference in the world and help create better lives for people or better environments for people to live in. And so I view that as a really high calling if you frame your research around this notion that you're really supporting the idea that truth comes from God and that we're revealing that and that we're advancing that. And, you know, we hire faculty that want to be in an environment where that matters. And it's a different way of thinking about the research you're doing. And it doesn't mean that other places aren't doing really good research and that their research isn't having an impact. But it's a little bit more about the framing and the mindset that people go into when they're doing the research and really why they're doing it, not just for the sake of the research itself, but because that research is going to matter and make a difference in the world.
How do you identify and then nurture faculty who share those goals?
Well, at the core of a strong university is a very strong faculty. And for us, as we look for faculty, we hire faculty that care deeply about our Christian mission and want to come to a place where that's important. We want faculty that are going to care deeply about the classroom and the learning experience of our students, but we also need faculty that are going to be doing scholarship at the highest levels and really wanting to make a difference in the research that they're doing. And so the selection process is very, very critical. And so we spend a lot of time on identifying the right faculty, whether that's through sort of traditional means of kind of the academic meetings and the academic organizations in the different disciplines, whether it's through connections our faculty have with others, whether it's people knowing of us that are Christian faculty out there that want to be at a place like Baylor and coming to us. And so that selection process is critical, and we're very particular about how we do that to make sure we're bringing the right people in. But as you say, the other piece of it is supporting those faculty once they're here. And, you know, this is something that we've certainly made a lot of progress on, but particularly on the research side, it is an area that we're going to put a lot more emphasis in. We have to provide more support from a research perspective, whether that is help writing grants or getting funded research out there, whether it is making sure we have the right laboratories for some of our scientists and engineers, whether it's ensuring that we have the right graduate programs to ensure that they have graduate student support with their research. And those are things that are a significant part of the strategic plan that we've built. They're a significant part of the funding, the campaign that we're putting together to fund that research. It is expensive to do high-quality research, but that high-quality research matters, so we believe it's an important effort to put resources and time behind.
Baylor obviously has current faculty who are doing important research, strong research, but as you talk to them about moving Baylor towards Tier 1 status, how do they partner with the university, and sort of what's their roles individually and collectively in helping Baylor get there?
Well, we have so many of our current faculty are doing great work and doing work that really matters, and they play a very important role. One, they're extremely valuable in helping us attract other faculty to the community. A lot of faculty want to go where there's a community of scholars working on interesting things similar to what they're working on. And so as you build that community of scholars, it just helps attract more and more people. So our current faculty can be very helpful in that. The other thing current faculty do is they attract graduate students. So in our programs where we have PhD students actually look for faculty doing research in areas that they're interested in. And so we can get high-quality graduate students because we have many current faculty that are doing really interesting and important work. And then I think the other part is our faculty help build our reputation as they're doing interesting research and publishing and doing the scholarship at a high level, builds our reputation broadly as an institution, and that just raises our profile overall. The other thing we know is that many times those faculty that are doing really good research are also excellent teachers, and they're bringing that research into the classroom, and it's making a difference for our students. And so that's an important part of it as well. So our current faculty are doing many, many things that are going to be really important to us as we move forward on our academic strategic plan.
This is Baylor Connections on 103.3 KWBU-FM. I am Derek Smith, and we are visiting with Baylor University President Dr. Linda Livingstone, talking research as Baylor moves towards the goal of achieving Tier 1 research status. And Dr. Livingstone, for people maybe who are just joining us, again, Tier 1 research is such a big goal. It's something the university's been moving towards over a period of time now. As you come into the presidency last summer, where do you kind of begin with that? What's job one for you, or number one on the checklist for you?
Well, you're absolutely right. The university has been working on this goal for a number of years, and it really started back in the mid-2000s and has progressed until now as well. And so I think the first thing we have really tried to focus on is building out an academic strategic plan that gives us a very distinct focus on the areas where we can direct resources that are going to make the most difference for us. You recognize in this kind of an endeavor, and I mentioned before, it takes a lot of resources to support research at a very high level and to move towards Tier 1 status. You can't be all things to all people. You have to focus your resources in those areas where you think you can have the most impact the soonest. And then over a period of years, you can add areas to that. So for us, it's been really important this year to begin to say, where are the areas where we need to focus our resources in terms of research and support for faculty that are going to have the biggest impact? And so that's been the focus, and then building out the plan around that and the campaign around that have been where we've spent our time and energy.
And you touched on this earlier, but I want to talk to you maybe even a little more specifically now about what it means to be a Christian research university striving for the highest levels. Not everyone out there is doing that. In fact, Baylor is really about the only one from this standpoint that's doing that.
Yeah. I would certainly say, particularly among Protestant Christian
Protestant universities,
we are really the only one that's positioned to move towards that Tier 1 research status. There are a lot of really fabulous Christian colleges and other Christian universities that are more education-focused and teaching-focused. We still obviously will continue to care deeply about the learning experience for our undergraduate students, our graduate students. But I think the university over the years has really positioned itself as a national university, really an international university. We have built a wonderfully strong undergraduate learning experience, and so it really gives us the ability to launch off of that, grow our graduate programs, both master's and PhDs, and then build a stronger research function over time. And you know, that matters because, and I think I mentioned this in the first show that we talked about, that we need Christian universities that are doing research that's going to influence what happens in the world, whether it's the academy or policy or even practice out there. And because of some of the decisions that have been made through the years at Baylor to really be a national university that competes at the highest levels, whether it's in academics or sports or music or the arts in some way, we now have the ability and the financial base, the friendship base, the alumni base to launch into that next tier in ways that other institutions don't.
How do you know? I think we have a lot of great professors who are some of the best at what they do, leaders in their field, but also have that faith background. Is it as easy as just saying, you know, don't forget about the faith values that shape you? Or what does that look like for a professor, perhaps even for you when you were here at Baylor doing research?
You know, it varies a lot by person because certainly we all come from our faith from different perspectives, even as we come as Christians into this. And our disciplines are all quite different as well. So how your faith plays into being, you know, I was a management professor would be different than how faith might play into a biology professor or a philosophy professor. And I think that's one of the joys of being at a Christian university that really believes in freedom of thought and academic freedom is that people can bring their faith into it in ways that are appropriate for their discipline and that inform their discipline in significant ways. And, you know, I think you're having this conversation series that you will probably get some of that from the faculty that come in here, and you will hear those different perspectives on how their faith informs what they do. I'll just give you a specific example of how this played out in one of our disciplines. We have a really strong chemistry program. We had a young man that was a PhD in chemistry from South Korea. He spoke to our regents this summer and kind of shared a devotional with them. And he talked about coming to our chemistry program to work with one of our faculty members, particularly because this faculty member was setting up a new lab and this student wanted to work with him and get his PhD here. In the course of his studies here as a chemistry student, he really kind of came back to his faith and kind of relearned the value of his faith and really became a Christian through that process and through some interaction with some of our undergraduate students. And what he says is that being at Baylor gave him a purpose for doing his research and his science. And, you know, that faculty member that brought him here was a faculty member of faith and certainly influenced him. That's probably not what his intent was with that young man when he came. But now that faculty member or that student that finished his PhD is going to go out from Baylor. He is going to be a faculty member somewhere else. He is going to have a Christian perspective on his research, on his teaching, and he is going to teach hundreds and thousands of students through the years. He's going to do scholarly activity. And so because he came to Baylor and because he was in an environment that cared about research and cared about faith, it has transformed his life. And he will transform the lives of hundreds of thousands of students. His research will make a difference in the world because he was at a place like Baylor that was different than another place he could have gone to for his PhD.
Wow, that's a really great story about what really makes Baylor special from that standpoint. And that kind of, in a way, in part, I think answers a question I had for you. When it comes to what comes to mind when you envision what Baylor's impact can be on the world in terms of the research we're doing, the scholarship that's taking place here, I think obviously one part of it is what you just said, you know, training people who can go out into the world and do the same thing and take what they've learned here. But are there other aspects of that as well that you think of?
Mm-hmm. You know, we care deeply about our students at Baylor, and one of the things that has been really meaningful for me since I've been here is to hear stories of our students, whether they were undergraduates or graduate students, that had actually engaged in research with faculty. And sometimes we think of research as being a faculty-centric activity, but one of the things we're really working on is how our faculty engage students at all levels in the research that they're doing and how is that then impacting our students. And so I've had the privilege since I've been here of hearing students share the stories of the research that they've done with faculty and certainly how that has change their thinking about what they want to do in their lives and what direction they want to go. But they also tell stories about how, as they were doing that research, they could see how the impact of that research was going to make a difference in the lives of others. We have some folks doing research on water quality. And a lot of that work is being done in developing economies. And so when students come back and talk about that work, they can see how creating opportunities for clean water in developing economies is going to help people to be healthier, which will then allow them to go to school and allow them to then be productive citizens in ways that they couldn't be. And so it really broadens our students' view of the world and why research matters and how they can make a difference. So one of the things that's been really great for me is to see the impact being a research institution has on our students and broadening their view of the world and broadening their view of how they can have an impact.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more of those stories as we move forward here on Baylor Connections. Well, President Livingstone, it's been a pleasure to talk to you again today here about research. And got just about a minute before we close down. But as we talk about Tier 1 status, is there a timeline that people can be watching for to hear more about this?
Certainly. So we are presenting to our board this week the draft of our academic strategic plan, which will include some facilities plans and a campaign to support that from a financial perspective. We will then refine that based on the feedback that we're getting. And then we will hopefully have a final plan to the board for approval in May, and then we can roll that out more publicly for everyone.
President Livingstone, thank you. That is Baylor University President Linda Livingstone. And I'm Derek Smith. This has been Baylor Connections on 103.3 KWBU-FM Waco. Reminder, you can hear this and other conversations at baylor.edu/connections.